Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee of Prevent Connect, and today I am speaking with Barry Rosenbluth and Barbara Ball from Safe Place in Austin, Texas. Barry is the Expect Respect Program Director, and Barbara is the Start Strong Austin Project Director. And what we're going to be doing is learning about some of the different prevention programs that work with adolescents over at Safe Place in Austin. So, Barry, can you first just talk about Safe Place's overall investment in primary prevention?
Safe Place is Austin's Sexual Assault Domestic Violence Center. And we exist to end sexual and domestic violence through safety, healing, prevention, and social change. We have been working for over 37 years, much of that time focusing on prevention, particularly with youth, and more recently with various adult populations as well.
Can you just briefly describe what some of those different adult programs are?
We have a comprehensive community education program at Safe Place that's working with the faith community, with higher education, law enforcement, and various men's groups trying to promote healthy relationships and active bystander behavior and engaging the community in dialogues about how to stand up when they witness or are aware of any kind of harassment or abuse.
What we're going to do today is talk mainly about your programs with adolescents, but it's great to get a sense. When you described your organization's commitment to social change, is that actually in your mission statement?
It is in our mission statement, and it's in our strategic plan as well. We have an agency-wide commitment to prevention, so even our shelter services that work with children and adults, incorporating prevention programming into really all aspects of what we do here at Safe Place.
That's part of an effective way of being able to move forward, is that when we start looking at how to be able to work with our community to be able to make those changes, that's where we can really make some significant impact. Let's start with some of the different programs that you have working with adolescents. Why don't we start, Barry, with the Expect Respect program, and then we'll go to Barbara to describe the Start Strong. So I've had the opportunity to hear you talk about Expect Respect over the years, and something that I think is really an exciting effort around prevention. So can you tell us what Expect Respect is?
Expect Respect promotes safe and healthy teen relationships. We work with youth in schools as leaders, and we work with adults, parents, teachers, healthcare providers, and other important people in children's lives to help them support healthy relationships for teens.
So what are the different components of the Expect Respect program?
We offer a menu of services in our local school district, including support groups for boys and girls who are at increased risk for violence and abuse in their relationships due to previous victimization or exposure. And we offer these groups at school to make them very accessible to youth. They can participate with their own consent. And in the support groups, they learn skills for building healthy relationships. We see them for 24 weeks. This provides a really important place for youth to talk about their own experiences and to learn from each other how to have healthier relationships. A second component is youth leadership. We work with groups of youth on a campus, either an existing leadership team or one that's put together for this purpose. And those students look at how people are treating each other at their school, and they identify a problem that they want to address. That can be through a campaign, an event, some other project of their own choice. In addition, we partner with a local theater arts organization to conduct a Changing Lives Youth Theater Ensemble, which creates original theater pieces about issues that teens face in their relationships, like bullying, cyberbullying, sexting, intimate relationships, and then they perform that for youth audiences. So those are some of the ways we engage teens at school and in the community. But the final third component of Expect Respect is engaging other partners like parent groups and school nurses, school administrators, and other organizations in the community to adopt policies that promote healthier teen relationships and educational programs that build skills and training for adults who work with teens.
That's one of the things that really impresses me about Expect Respect, is how you bring together these different areas And you actually don't have a curriculum for classroom presentations as a core, but it's really bringing together that support group, the youth leadership, and the policy work as a way to really create changes in the environment.
We think it's really important to engage different audiences in different ways. We have a big emphasis on youth-generated content for prevention, and we do recommend and provide resources for schools if they are interested in a classroom curriculum or implementing lessons in other subject areas. We can make that available, but classroom curriculum is not the focus of our program.
Right. Well, so let's move now, Barbara, for you to talk about Start Strong Austin. And Start Strong Austin is part of a initiative that's funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the CDC Foundation that's in 11 different sites throughout the country. And it's great that you have the opportunity to be one of those. And Barbara, why don't you describe a little bit about the work that you've been doing with Start Strong Austin?
Well, Start Strong has been a great opportunity for us to really augment the work with the community and with our youth leaders and different partners. So to really enhance what we had started under the Expect Respect program and, build it even stronger. So we were able to partner with after-school programs, the Boys and Girls Clubs. They're running their Date Smart program, which is a Boys and Girls Club-specific program. We're working with the school nurses, providing training to them so that they're more able to screen youth that they see during the school day, and they have educational materials available. We have been working much more strongly with our partners, Theater Action Project, on developing the youth theater component. The program has grown tremendously and has been seen by 3,000 teens in the schools last year. As Barry mentioned, it is the program where every year about 25 high school students come together and think about the relationships, issues that they encounter in their lives, and they create an original play. So every year they respond to whatever issues come up and make it relevant and fresh, and they really own it and bring it out in the community and have become really terrific spokespeople. So in that way, that's one of the examples where we work with youth leaders and also use their creativity and their cultural context to reach out to other teens. Another example would be every February we have a big kickoff event. It's very much in the tradition of hip-hop. We have spoken word artists, we have hip-hop artists, or a theater group, many young people, talented artists in the community come out and create a very engaging, passionate, and energizing event for other youth. So we have learned through Start Strong to find really creative ways to engage youth directly and also to work with all the other adults in the community. So policy change in the schools and in all the different institutions is part of it. And beyond that, also working with other community organizations to really help them understand that healthy teen relationships are a key issue and core issue for youth. It's related to any other risk behaviors. It's related to their mental health. It's related to academic performance. And the more we have spoken out, and Start Strong has enabled us to do this, about the core issue of healthy teen relationships and their connection to other problem areas, the more we've been able to integrate it into really broad community planning. For instance, Austin has developed with Ready by 21 a whole set of indicators for youth well-being, and we've been able to address relationship issues as one of the indicators of youth well-being and to show how they're all connected. So the conversation in the community has broadened, and the awareness in the community has broadened a great deal, as a result of the Start Strong initiative and all the support through the National Program Office and the other sites and all that we've learned together.
You know, when you're talking, Barbara, it's really interesting because while this is a teen dating violence prevention program, you don't really frame it that way. You're really framing it as a looking at youth development and promoting well-being. And that creates so many more opportunities of partnerships and ways to be able to integrate the important issues of the work that is teen dating violence, but doesn't always have to look that way.
Yes, absolutely. It was a key turning point, I would say, in our ability to engage community partners.
You know, and that's a very interesting way, and I think it's a shift for, I think, for a lot of us who've been doing this work for a long time, that I often end up in the place where I want to describe the problem a lot, and sometimes we have to now figure out how we can propose the solution and talk about promoting the world we want to live in as opposed to being able to describe what all the problems are.
Right. And actually, as you do that, we have found it's great to engage the youth in that capacity because they can speak out about what they see and the problems. But as they do so and do it creatively through PSAs, through creating video, through creating theater, they actually use their own strengths. They really become empowered and learn the skills that we want them to have and that will make a difference in their community and in the school climate. And at schools where we can bring all these programs together and partner with the school and all other community organizations working there, that's where we see the most change, and where we truly see the youth being empowered and the school climate changing. And as a result, we see less bullying and sexual harassment and dating violence.
That's really great. So it's wonderful hearing, and I have to say I really look to Safe Place as leaders nationally and really developing different programs, and I know these are just two of the prevention programs that are being offered at Safe Place. I am talking with Barry Rosenbluth and Barbara Ball from Safe Place about their prevention programs working to end sexual assault and teen dating violence. Barry and Barbara, let's think about some of the lessons that you've learned. If you were to give some recommendations to someone who's trying to develop prevention programs for adolescents in their community, what are some of the things based on your experience that you think are most important? Why don't we start with you, Barry? What do you think is something that, from the lessons that you've learned?
First of all, look at what's already happening. Look for strength in your school and in your community, programs that are successful at engaging youth, that are supported, and that are working well, and bring your content and your focus to those other initiatives. Partner and connect the dots between youth development and coaching and youth leadership and peer mentoring and student health and wellness and positive school climate initiatives. Bring these together, and sometimes you'll have one of those that is particularly strong in a school, and you want to build on that success. My advice would be don't start from scratch. Look at what's working and then enhance it with content on promoting safe and healthy relationships.
That's so important. Often we have been trained to start with a needs assessment, and I say we often need to start with an assets inventory, find a way to move forward. That's a really important piece. Barbara, from you, what's your perspective of advice you would give based on the lessons that you've learned from doing Start Strong Austin?
I think as much as we want to focus on prevention, we always need to be aware of the youth that are in the schools that have already experienced violence. We need to build an infrastructure that can support those students, whether that's support groups, as we do it here with our Expect to Respect support groups, or whether that's a close working relationship with an SADV center that offers other types of support. Would leave that open, but it's just really important to not forget that when we talk about prevention. There are kids with various levels of need in any one classroom. They have different needs, and we should be able to respond to those different needs. For Start Strong, I think it's been overwhelming for our site and many others, just the importance and the energy that is created by the young leaders in the schools. And often when we talk about a policy change, they're the ones who can really bring it alive and communicate it to their peers. So we don't have policy just on the books, but they can really take that message and get it out to their friends and to their classmates. That has been a really, really, across all sites, I believe, a key learning experience. Whatever prevention content that we create, we want to make it really relevant. So we need to be really attuned to all the things that are currently going on in pop culture, youth culture, and draw on that, because that's where the young people are, and that's where we need to capture their attention.
Thank you, Barbara, and thank you, Barry. Safe Places work is really important, where you bring together youth empowerment in partnership with your community in a way that you focus both on the needs and assets of the individuals and also look at policy ways to help address the situations. And that's a wonderful model for us as we develop comprehensive primary prevention efforts that include a big focus on primary prevention. Thank you very much, and look forward to hearing more about the development in Austin, Texas, of how you are proceeding.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.